This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my life. I'm excited by God's word. I'm really excited about the word of God. Always excited about the word of God. 1 Kings chapter 2. Verse 1 through 4, we're going to stand and read this together. Amen. Men, women, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, amen. Everybody, we're going to stand and read this together. It's a word from the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Amen. Verse 1, let's read. Now the days of David drew nigh, and he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go thy way in all the earth. Be strong before and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God and walk in his way to keep his statute and his commandment and his judgment and his testimony as it is written in the law of Moses that thou mayest prosper in all thou doest and whatever thou turnest thyself that the Lord may continue in his word which he has spoken concerning me, saying, if thy children heed to thy way and walk before me in the truth with all thy heart and with all thy soul, thou shalt not fail thee, said he, amen, on the throne of Israel. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about a father's advice to his son. A father's advice to his son. Not just to his son, but to his children. But David is having, he shared with us this morning, he given an advice. And I think every father ought to have given advice to their children, to their loved ones, amen, to share what does say the Lord, amen. I discovered that father... It is not what you leave to your children that matters, but what you leave in them that matters. Amen? That's what matters. Amen. And those fathers who are stepfathers, well, you stepped up. To be that child is father. It makes no difference if their father is not in their life. You married the mother, so you fill the role of a father. You will never take the place of that father, but make them feel the love of a father. Don't abuse them. Love that mother. You have to love them. Amen. And I thank God for that because we got so many that have stepped up. Make no difference with the situation. But here it is this morning. Solomon, David is sharing with his son some things that he needs to know, some instruction. David is on his deathbed, surrounded by his son, Solomon. Solomon, a young man, wise beyond years, stand at his father's bedside. His expression is a mix of sorrow, sad, and demonstration. He knows that he is about to inherit the throne and the weight of the kingdom will be soon rest on his shoulder. David's voice is weak but filled with authority as he unpacks his final words, look at it right there, of wisdom and advice to his son, urging him to walk in the way of the Lord and to rule with justice and righteousness. Look at him, huh? Just as David provided his son with the tools and gratitude need to navigate life challenging when they go through the tunnel of life. Turmoil over they encourage our family, encourage our children that if they devote their life to God, they will make it. Amen. We fathers can do the same thing with our children. We can install, what advice are we giving our children? Amen. I think as fathers we should give advice. David is sharing three things with the father that they must do. Number one, he shared with them they must be strong. And then be a man. And then follow God's commandment. Look what he said. Solomon was the son of David, who was an inherit the throne from his father. David's life was marked by sin and poor decision. He made as king, but he shared with him to be a man. We need men to be a man in the community, in the homes, in the church. Amen, fathers. Amen. You women don't need to be a man. You need to stay in your place. Amen. Come on, Father. We can talk up. Don't be scared. You women don't need to be a man. That's the problem we got in today's society. Too many women is running the house and not the man. I'm not scared. It's only Father's Day. Once a year, Father, you can stand up with your chest, huh? Do what the Lord says. I'm serious about this. This Bible. That too many times we play around with this stuff. God never told a woman to take over. Read your Bible if y'all ain't tore the page out. Huh? That's why we got missing father, because too many women is running the men out of the house. And they should be in the house. Amen. Talk by yourself, Pastor Fanny Key Jones. Every man, every mother, we all got our own role. Stay in your role and let the man stay in his role. Amen. We all supposed to raise our children together. Amen. Woman don't need to be a man. Amen. You are good in who you are, being a woman. We need real men in the homes today, not tomorrow, today. Amen. When I discovered that all that I am in a man, you can't change me. I'm a man. Amen. Can't change me, huh? Women doing good. They're doing good by themselves. They're doing good. Job being women, enjoy being woman, huh? But look at right there in the Bible, huh? Be yourself. What we need is more men. Then we talk about we put down the men. Can I tell you something, ladies? If you put a man down so much, he's gonna stay down. I got a few two women want to say that's true. If you put a man down so much, he's gonna stay down. I heard a talk show, Sister Rose, Kitty Rose, say, she anoint her husband. She prayed for her. You should, mothers, pray for your husband. Anoint that man. Be with him. Stand by him. Don't walk in front of him. Don't walk in the back of him, but walk by his side. The problem we have, some women want to walk ahead of the man. But you can't walk ahead of him. I don't care if you're smarter than him. Let him be the guide. Let him be the man of the house. And if you make a mistake, correct him in a sensible way. Amen. By myself, Pastor Ken Van Key Jones. Don't put him down. Don't talk about he ain't no man.
Whereas you got 4 or 5 kids, he was man enough to make them. Amen. By myself. Something happened. Spend time with your husband. Quit running out with the girls. Running all over the country. Your husband might need you. Sometimes you got to even put grandkids on the side. Quit letting your grandkids take over, huh? Your husband needs you. Quit running with your grandkids. Quit running with your dad. Spend time with your husband, with that father. He needs you too. Because sometimes the job can get hellified. Sometimes the burden can get heavy. He needs some support. Amen. Is this thing on? A father's advice to his son. We got to be strong. We got to. I don't expect no amen from the women. Look in the church. The men's is scarce. Scarce. But they still fathers. I don't care if they don't come. They're fathers. They provide. They're fathers. Amen? So what we need to do is stop being. We need is more men. Stop being a man. And stop being something that God did not make you to be. Amen? I'm made in God's image. Every man is made in God's image. God made man first. Did y'all read the Bible? I want 2 or 3 Bible students with me. God made man first. And he said it wasn't good for man to be alone. Did y'all read it in your Bible? Come on, y'all can talk back to me if y'all ain't scared. He said it's not good for man to be alone. So he performed the first surgery on man. He took a rib from man and made woman. He said, bone to bone, flesh to my flesh. He said, so you see, we are somebody. I'm made in God's image, huh? Men, we are somebody, huh? Be a man, then you can be a father, huh? A real man understand that his power is not in who he beat, but who he take care of. I don't like to see a man beat on a woman. You're less than a man. Even though some might deserve to be beat. Y'all ain't going to say amen on that. Some can act a fool. You might have slapped them, but you don't have to beat them. They dare to give their last whipping. You ought to stand on the word of God and tell them what they're right or wrong. Even though some of them get on your last nerve, I understand, but they don't deserve to be beat on. They're not a punching bag. You understand? You're a man. You ought to stand on the word of God. Amen? Real men is like God. A real man will take care of his family. You won't let welfare take care of your family. You take authority, take care of your own family. Amen? Am I in the book? This lesson today is a father teaching his son Solomon what to do when he dies, giving him some instruction to follow while he was on his dying bed. Amen. We got to leave something with our family, our children. Amen. Teach them the way, the right way. He said, number one, be strong. Be a man. And the three, follow God's command. He says, son, I'm turning the kingdom over to you. But he said, I can't turn the kingdom over to you if you're not sure who you are. Some men got to make sure who they are. You can't be wishy-washy one day. You can't act like a man, then act like a child. You can't act like a man, act like a woman. You got to be who you are. He said, I can't turn this over until you are sure who you are. Means there will always be a conflict between who you are and what you are. If you look in the mirror and you are not sure who you are, then you are going to struggle with what you are. Amen? David said to his son, whatever you do, son, be a man. He said, nothing to him, be strong. Huh? Be strong, huh? This strong has nothing to do with physical power. It means to hold fast, fix yourself to something that won't move in the midst of things around you that are moving. Amen? He said, be strong. Be strong. Because you can't be a real man if you are flaky and shaky. Uh-oh. You cannot be a real man if you flicky and shaky. Every time the wind blows, there you go with it. You have to be strong, huh? Things change, but you don't have to change with it. It may not be your seasons you change, but be strong. Every house is in trouble if a shaky man is running it. Be a man and stand in the word of God. Amen. Amen? Be strong. Women, let do men run the house. Quit bossing them so much. You ain't got to boss that man. Pastor said one time in his service, doing Father Day, he said, I want every man that his wife boss him, move on the left. They all went to the left, except one man. Pastor said, but I'm glad one man you didn't move. Why you didn't move? My wife told me I better not move. That's sad. Got to be a man. You got to stand on the ground. Make the right decision. Amen? Make the right decision. Man giving advice to children, mothers, you shouldn't go against it. If he said no, it should be no. Amen? If he say in the house, I wasn't talking about, I'm going to get it one way or another. No, let him make the right decision. If he bringing the bread and the bacon, all you got to do is just cook it. I'm man enough to say it. What bad man go out there, work hard, and, you know, bring the bacon home, she don't cook it. Make him a sandwich. Man ain't got to be eating no sandwich after a hard day's work. Be a man. Be strong. We need strong men. And then you talk about we got some weak men. Sometimes you make a man weak. The way you talk to him. Don't talk to a man like he's a child. Talk to him like he's a grown man. Even if he may be weak in certain area, make him strong. Say, baby, we're going to make it through this. We're going to make it together. Even if he make a mistake, show him where he made the mistake. But don't embarrass him in front of somebody else. Don't embarrass them in front of your children. If your children see their mother embarrass their father, the children won't respect their father. They're gonna, you need to respect them. Respect that man. Go in the room and correct him. I'm right today. I know I'm right today. Stand up, Father, say you're right, Pastor. I don't care how bad I act crazy. My wife never embarrassed me in front of my children. She take me in the room and say, baby, this is right. This is right. Don't you think we do this way? And I'll cuff them. I might have had to pray on it. So you know what? You're right. But let me make the decision. Because when you embarrass a man in front of his children not going to have respect for him. And when that little girl get married, she's going to think she's supposed to boss her husband too. Because my mama did it. That's not the right way. It's God's way. I'm in the Bible. That's the problem. Y'all don't read the Bible. God never put woman over man. I don't care what your grandma say. Never. Am I in the Bible? Come on, man. They ain't want to talk to me, huh? But we're supposed to reason together. Huh? He said, be a man. Be strong. Be a man. Hmm. He said, son, I'm turning all this over to you. I want you to be strong. Huh? I'm turning the kingdom over to you. He said, But you say, but I can't turn. No, if you're not right, I want you to be right. I want you to be strong. I want you to stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. You say, look, real men are like a boat that won't move because it is anchored. It's anchored. So it won't move. That don't mean that you won't face some storms in life. Every man gonna face some storms in life. And can I tell you, women, us men, we not like y'all. We gotta be tough for the families. Even though we hurting, we not gonna show it. Sometimes we gotta go outside and cry because we gotta be a man. We gotta be strong. Sometimes we gotta shed our tears to the Lord. We got to give our pain to the Lord. We can't let our family see that we're breaking down because we got to be strong. Even though sometimes we don't know how we're going to make ends meet, but we still got to be strong. We got to be a man. We got to be anchored down. Be strong. Why? Because, why we got to be strong, huh? Because our wives is depending on you. Your children is depending on you. Children are dependent on us. Fathers has to work hard in the rain, in the cold, in the heat, amen, just to provide for their family. A good father, amen, we do the best. We go to our last extreme. Where you at, fathers? Huh? Where you at, fathers? Come on, come on. I don't care if you sit beside your wife. You can clap. You can say amen. Don't let us stop you. We work hard. I know I work hard. I work hard. Brother Rob, you work hard? Me and y'all work hard? That wasn't no joke. We brought a paycheck in. Huh? Work hard. Huh? I know I work hard. I had 3 children in college at the same time. Say, Lord, how am I going to make it? Some of y'all brothers did the same thing. Huh? A good woman can encourage that man. Work hard, long hours, trying to provide for our children to have an education, to be somebody in life. Huh? A father advice to his children. You can be all, a good father tell his children, you can be all you want to be in life. I'm going to provide for you. Where you at, fathers? I'm going to make a way for you. I worked in the job, I mean, certified welder, hot, cold. Boy, made some good overtime, hear me? I was proud of myself. And I told Sister John, baby, we got some money this week. Overtime, baby. Oh, yeah, let daddy work hard, some overtime. And here she go call me and say, baby, you know, one of those boys called, 2 of them called, you know. They need some books. Okay, well, that's no problem. She said, well, but we got to pay for it. Got to pay for it, yeah. How much the books is? $25? No, baby. $250? What? $250. There go my overtime. And I asked her, why they got to be so smart? But you know what? God fixes that. I can make that overtime. He provided. But I can make that overtime. Not just me. Some of you are part of in here, too. God provided for you to make. Sometimes we did without for our family to have. I didn't dress the best of dress. I'm not like some of those slick fathers. Got to be GQ every day. Got to have a suit, shoes, underwear to match it. I didn't have that. I had my children put them first. Amen? It's a sad father. When you go cut your hair and your little boy's hair nappy, or your daughter's hair is nappy, because you want to look good first. Put them first. I wish I had somebody talk back to me. I'm almost through. I'm just about trying to cut across the field. But the Holy Ghost won't let me do it. We got to put our family first. If you're a real man, take authority. Amen? A real man take care of the household. Nobody got to tell him. My wife, I don't know if she know how to put gas in the car. She says she do. She tries. She don't have to. I put gas in her car. Listen to me now. Tell the truth. I'm telling the truth. She don't have to because I do it. You just sit there and let me tell it. All right. That's for some of y'all women too. I provide for her. She don't have to do nothing. People say I spoil her. Yes, I do. I change the oil. I make sure she got good tires. All she got to do is just drive it. That's a man's job. Make sure your wife, huh? Make sure your wife is wife. Provide for her. That why put gas? Because you got some knuckleheads everywhere you go. I don't want nobody taking advantage of my stuff. Talk up, means. I make sure he's on full. When he get almost to half, I go put some more. Amen. She can ride. Amen. That's a man's responsibility, a father's responsibility. But then again, some of you women got to act right for it to do right. You keep putting them down, they're going to let you run out of gas. We provide for our children. We provide our household. Look, your children depend on you. Your wife depend on you. Huh? Because you're strong. Huh? A woman want a strong man. Y'all can talk now, women. I don't usually ask for this, but can I get a witness? A woman want a strong man. That at night when somebody knocked to the door, he won't say, go check the door, baby. He gonna go run and check the door. I'm going to check the door. Me and my little brothers. Y'all know what I'm talking about, brothers. We going to check the door. If you're knocking crazy, we're going to have church. Because I'm going to protect my family. That's what men do, huh? Come on, men. Y'all can talk up. Huh? Come on, man. Woman want a strong man. He says, show. Look what he says. It's in the Bible. Show thyself a man. That David told his son, show thyself a man. Huh? Show thyself a man. Huh? Show your responsibility. Because, watch something. You are out of order. If you good at the job and no good at home. Let me say this again. You out of order. If you good at the job, but you're no good at home. If you fix everything on the job, you don't fix nothing at home. You got to take care of home. Amen? That's bad. Huh? Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Got to be a man. And no good at home. A real man is just great at the job but not good at home. He's not a man. But he knows, a real man knows his responsibility at home. Why? Raise his own children. I lost my amen. Raise his own children. I don't care if he's divorced from the wife. They're still your children. She shouldn't have to beg you, put you on child support. Doggone it, you ought to raise your own children. That's all your children worth, child support? $100 for four kids? Are you crazy? Come on, children need more than that. You ought to be out there to make you support your children. Was, how bad you were. You ought to be a man to support your children.